stones and rocks whenever they can. They go where men cannot dig them out. They go where dogs and foxes cannot follow them. And then, when they see men, or dogs, or foxes coming, they run away into those holes and are safe. The hare can run much faster than the coney, for it has much longer legs. The stag is much bigger than the coney and has got fine horns. But the hare and the stag have got no holes to run into. They lie out on the open fields. And so when men come to hunt them with dogs and guns, they are soon caught and killed. But the little coney has a hiding place to run to, and in this way he often escapes. Now, dear children, I want you to learn wisdom from the little conies. I want you to have a place of safety for your souls. Your souls have many enemies. You are in danger from many things which may do them harm. You have each of you a wicked heart within you. Have you not often found how hard it is to be good? You have each a terrible enemy, seeking to ruin you forever and take you to hell. That enemy is the devil. You cannot see him, but he is never far off. You are each living in a world where there are many bad people and few good. Dear children, all these things are against you. You need the help of one who can keep you safe. You need a hiding place for your precious souls. You need a dear friend who is able to save you from your evil hearts, from the devil, and from the bad example of wicked people. Listen to me, and I will tell you about him. There is one who is able to keep your souls quite safe. His name is Jesus Christ. He is strong enough to save you, for he is God's own Son. He is willing to save you, for he came down from heaven and died upon the cross for your sakes. And he loves all children. He liked to have them with him when he was upon earth. He took them up in his arms and blessed them. Dear children, those boys and girls are wise who put their trust in Jesus Christ and ask him to take care of their souls. Such boys and girls will be kept safe. Jesus Christ loves them. Jesus Christ will not let them come to harm. He will not allow the devil or wicked people to ruin their souls. Jesus is the true rock for children to flee to. Boys and girls who trust him will be cared for while they live and go to heaven when they die. Jesus is the true hiding place. Boys and girls who love him will be safe and happy. Dear children, I hope you will all try to have your souls kept safe. Do not put off asking the Lord Jesus Christ to take care of them. Do not say to yourselves, "Oh, we shall have plenty of time by and by." Who knows what may happen to you before long? Perhaps you may be sick and ill. Perhaps you may lose all your kind friends and be left alone. Oh, go and pray to Jesus now. Be like the wise little conies. Get a safe hiding place for your soul. Let us now see what you are to learn of the locusts. You must learn of the locusts to love one another, to keep together, and to help one another. The locusts, says the Bible, have no king, yet go they forth all of them in bands. They have nobody over them to tell them what to do. They are poor little weak insects by themselves. One locust alone can do very little. The least boy or girl would kill a locust if he were to tread on it. It would be dead at once. But the little locusts are so wise that they always keep together. They fly about in such numbers that you could not count them. You would think they were a black cloud. They do not quarrel with one another. They help each other. And in this way the locusts are able to do a very great deal. They make the farmers and gardeners quite afraid when they are seen coming. They eat up the grass and corn. They strip all the leaves off the trees. And this is because they help one another. Dear children, I want you to learn of the little locusts always to love one another and never to quarrel. You should try to be kind and good-natured to other boys and girls. You should make it a rule never to be selfish, never to be spiteful, never to get into a passion, never to fight with one another. Boys and girls who do such things are not wise. They are more foolish than the locusts. Dear children, quarreling is very wicked. It pleases the devil, for he is always trying to make people wicked like himself. It does not please God, for God is love. Selfishness and quarreling are most improper in Christian children. They should try to be like Christ. Christ was never selfish. He pleased not himself. Think what a great deal of good boys and girls might do if they would be like the little locusts and love one another. Think how useful they might be to their fathers and mothers. They might save them much trouble and help in many little ways. Think what a great deal of money they might collect to help the missionaries to the poor heathen. If every child in England was to collect 6 pence a year by asking people for farthings to help the missionaries, it would be a very great sum. Think, above all, what good boys and girls might do if they agreed to pray for one another. How happy they would be! Such prayers would be heard. Dear children, as long as you live, love one another. Try to be of one mind. Have nothing to do with quarreling and fighting. Hate it and think it a great sin. You ought to agree together far better than the little locusts. They have no king to teach them. You have a king who has promised his Spirit to teach you, and that king is Christ. Oh, be wise like the locusts, and love one another. And now, last of all, let us see what you are to learn of the spider. You must learn of the spider not to give up trying to be good because of a little trouble. The spider, says the Bible, taketh hold with her hands, and is in king's palaces. The spider is a poor little feeble thing, you all know. But the spider takes great pains in making her web. The spider creeps into grand houses and climbs to the top of the finest rooms. And there she spins her web. There seems no keeping her out. The servants come and brush the web away. The spider sets to work at once and makes it again new. No insect is so persevering as the spider. She does her work over and over again. She will not give up. I remember a story of a great king who got back his kingdom by taking example from a spider. Poor man, he had been driven away from his kingdom, like David, by wicked rebels. He had tried often to get his kingdom back. He had fought many battles, but had always been beaten. At last he began to think it was no use. He would give up and fight no more. It happened at that time that he was lying awake in bed very early one summer's morning when he saw a spider at work. The spider was trying to make a thread from one side of the room to the other. 12 times she tried in vain. 12 times the thread broke, and she fell to the ground. 12 times she got up and tried again. But she did not give up. She persevered, and the 13th time she succeeded. Now, when the king saw that, he said to himself, "Why should not I persevere too in trying to get back my kingdom? Why should not I succeed at last, though I have so often failed?" He did try again. He succeeded. He conquered his cruel enemies and got back his kingdom. Dear children, this king's name was Robert Bruce. He got back his kingdom in Scotland by copying the spider. Now I want you to make the spider your pattern about your souls. I want you, like the spider, to persevere in sticking to what is good. I should like you to determine that you will never give up. I want you to keep on trying not to do what is evil, and trying always to do what is good and pleasing to God. Ah, dear children, it is a wicked world, I am sorry to say, and there are many who will try hard to make you wicked as you grow up. The devil will try hard to make you forget God. Bad men and women will tell you there is no need for you to be so good. I beg you not to give way. I beseech you to persevere. Keep on praying every day. Keep on reading your Bibles regularly. Keep on regularly going to church on Sunday. Alas, there are many boys and girls who give up everything that is good as soon as they leave school.